KUTX 98.9. This is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A, and this is really a pleasure. It's the return of Kim Ritchie to Austin, Texas. She has her first album out, first studio album in about 5 years, called Edgeland. And we're going to hear some live music with Kim. Then we'll come back and talk about this incredible record on KUTX. Hey, Kim, it's good to have you here. Sincerely, welcome back to Austin.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thought we'd start with a song and then we can come back and chat it up. What song did you want to start with?
Okay, I'm going to start with a song I wrote with Chuck Prophet. It's called Pinnerose.
Look at you, knocking at my door. What'd he do? He hasn't done before. It's the same old sorry song and dance. You're always good for one more chance. Oh, look at you, knocking at my door. You're so light and so train coming. I tried to tell you he was no damn good. You heard bells, I heard the hammer fall, and he ran you down like I said he would. Well, baby, pin a rose on me. Baby, pin a rose on me. It's a dead end road. Oh, it's a trail of tears. It's a heavy load that drops you here. It tears me up to see you run back to him over and over, time and again. Oh, it's a heavy load. It's a trail of tears. You're so light, so freight train coming. I tried to tell you he was no damn good. You heard bells, I heard the hammer fall, and he ran you down like I said he would. Baby, pin a rose on. Baby, pin a rose on me.
Thank you, Kim Ritchie.
Thanks.
Pin a Rose is from Kim's new album, Edgeland. And we are live in Studio 1A. Edgeland, huh? I feel like I've been living there for a while. Maybe we all have. But when you came up with that title, Edgeland in some instances is like where the city meets the country?
Yeah, just that kind of where it frays into one another, you know? It's kind of neither here nor there. It's just the... just the cross of the two of them.
And so obviously it has a broader meaning. Well, not obviously. it has a broader meaning?
I think so. I think it's, to me, it means it's the area that's most interesting to me, just kind of, you know, in the world that's neither black nor white. And also, I think with my music over the years, nobody quite knows what box to put me in. So I thought, all right, I'll live in Edgeland. That suits me just fine.
Well, it seems to suit everyone else fine, too, because this album, reading about it online, is being received as well as anything you've ever done, and you've done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's got to feel good.
Yeah, it does. It does. I had a great time making this record, too, so it's pretty good.
You waited 5 years in between records. Was there a reason why you did that?
I was trying to figure out, you know, what to do for another record, because, like you said, I've made a bunch of records. And I had a producer that I was going to work with, and that took a long time to set that up. And then that ended up all falling through. So then I had to kind of start all over again after I, you know, kind of was sorry for myself for a while. and then I got back up and said, all right, what am I going to do now? So, you know, that ate up a load of time. And then I thought, well, I'll see if Brad Jones is interested in making a record. And so then I started talking to Brad, and you know, and Yep Rock was in, and so just pulling the whole thing together, you know, it takes a lot more time than I think people realize, because then even after you make the record, then you have to wait until there's room on the record label's, you know, schedule to release a record. So it takes a while.
Collaboration has always been a hallmark of your work. People first heard you perhaps when people like Radney Foster or Leanne Womack recorded your songs. And then you talk about collaborating with Brad Jones as your producer on Edgeland. There's a lot of folks on this record, a lot of duets, a lot of my favorites and your favorites, Chuck Prophet, Pat McLaughlin, Robin Hitchcock, Mondo Signs. Do you thrive on collaboration?
I do really. I mean, that's my, when music kind of comes alive to me, you know, I don't mind sitting around alone in my room playing guitar, kind of starting up working on songs, but what really makes me happy is to play music with somebody else and write songs with other people too. It just goes someplace where I would never think to take it, you know, writing as well as recording. I'm not one of those artists that go into a recording session and say, I've got everything all planned out. You play this part and you play this like this. I like to get people that I think are really talented and I love what they do and then have them come in and do it.
But the end result is always Kim Ritchie, even going back to your first record in 1995, all the way through to this new album, Edgeland. It's still you, and I think it's because of your voice. You have such a special voice. It's so pure. Was there a time growing up when you started to sing and people would say, hey, that voice there, or did you kind of have a light bulb go off? How did you become a singer in that sense?
I just always loved singing. So I always loved singing, and you know, growing up, I sang in the choir in school, and I sang in a church choir like a lot of people do, and I just always loved it. I never in a million years thought that there, you know, you could make a living being a singer. That never crossed my mind. So I feel pretty lucky to have been able to do that. But I always loved singing, and that's the only reason I started writing songs, was just so I'd have something to sing.
Well, you've got some great songs to sing with Edgeland. The new album has 12 songs. Many of them are co-writes. Kim Ritchie is our guest, and here we are talking about collaboration. And on this current tour that you're on, you have at least one other musician playing with you?
A couple guys. Yeah, I have a guitar player, Jack Roush, and I also have Jason is playing bass with us too, and they both sing, so it's a pretty good noise we're able to make.
But today we have you all to ourselves.
I'm all on my own.
And I like this because it's special and it's different, and it's Kim Ritchie live on KUTX playing songs from Edgeland, her new album. And which one you want to do next?
I'm going to play another one from the new record. I wrote this with my friend Jenny Queen, who we grew up together in Ohio. We didn't grow up together, but we both grew up at the same time in Ohio. I was in Dayton and she was in Xenia, which is like about half an hour apart. But we never knew each other. And then we met a few years ago in Australia when I was there doing shows, because she had moved to Australia. And we were talking one day about growing up in Ohio and stuff, and she's telling me that she had a cousin, I think it was, that worked on a barge on the Ohio River, and I thought maybe that would be an interesting perspective, like to try to put ourselves in that guy's place and write a song from his point of view.
What's it called?
It's called Your Dear John.
let me down easy. I've been on this run too long. If I don't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Follow the guidelines. Tonight the boys and me make tow. We're pulling all these shadows up and down the Ohio. River gives and then she takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. 28 days on from here, the towns all look the same. 28 days, muddy water gets into your veins. River gives and then she takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. And shotgun shacks like broken smiles. Willows weep for all the miles. All the miles of sweat and tears washed up on the banks round here. Ooh. Let me down. I've been on this run too long. If I can't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Your dear John.
That's Kim Ritchie, live on KUTX. Your Dear John comes from her new album. It's her eighth and first in 5 years, Edgeland. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
So I was trying to think of when we first met and when I first was exposed to your music, and it was around the time you taped an Austin City Limits television program, but you made your home in Austin for a brief while, didn't you?
Just for a tiny bit, like a year. Yeah.
2000-y?
Kind of around then. I was supposed to go make a record, Rise, with Bill Bottrell. And then that seemed like it was going to fall through. And I was down here visiting friends. And I thought, well, I'm just staying here. and so I found an apartment. And I still had a house, you know, back in Nashville. And then I had an apartment here. And then Bill said, oh, okay, let's make a record. So then I made a record and went on tour. And I had had too many residences that I wasn't staying at, so I had to give up I was terrible leaving Austin. I remember I was talking to my mom, and I said, I don't want to go, you know. And she goes, well, just put your stuff in a storage unit, and then it's like you're not really gone, that you're coming back. So then I was in a storage unit for a while here, too.
Well, you're back.
I'm back.
Kim Ritchie in Austin and live on KUTX. And you heard a couple of songs, and you will hear a third song along with the two you just heard on our website, KUTX.org, because we're about to record it. And I want to thank our engineer, Cliff Hargrove, and thank the wonderful Kim Ritchie tonight on KUTX.
Thanks, Jody. Good to see you.
You too.